You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Lock on the line now, just for one question that I have for her, is Dr. Lynn Morris, who did an excellent job in fielding some of our very basic but important questions around COVID-19, and that podcast rightly has just gone all over the blogosphere. If you haven't listened to it yet, I will retweet it at the end of the show. Please, if you listen to no other audio this week, make sure you listen to that one. I've asked her to come back just for 2 or 3 minutes because I've got a question for her I want to clarify that I think is important in terms of keeping the information flowing to the public space that is utterly fact-based. Dr. Morris, good morning to you, and thanks so much.
Good morning, Eusebius.
For giving me a couple of minutes. I'm sorry I don't have the clip at hand. I wanted to play it. We just crossed our wires a bit here in the studio, but you're going to have to take me at face value. I've got it here if the Deputy Minister of Health were to dispute what I'm about to say. At the press briefing yesterday, the Deputy Minister of Health said something that made me go, did I hear correctly? I then paused it. I decided to rewind and listen to it several times. I gave it to someone else just to double check. And what he had said is that if someone is asymptomatic with COVID-19, on the current available evidence, that person is probably not infectious, and that the worry from an infectiousness point of view and transmission is when someone becomes symptomatic. And I then checked with one or two other doctors and clinicians, and some of them grabbed some of the emerging literature on the internet and confirmed that if that's what the Deputy Minister said, that that can't be right. Now, that's a gigantically important point. What is fact? What is fiction? And what is genuinely unknown on this point about asymptomatic carriers and infectiousness?
Yes, Eusebius. So, you know, there's a lot we don't understand about the transmission dynamics of this virus. You know, as we start to do more studies, some of these things start to become a bit clearer. There have been a few studies suggesting that there is a small proportion of people who do transmit without having symptoms. But that's why we're really emphasizing the importance that people, you know, stay in quarantine for 14 days, because most of those people will, in fact, develop symptoms within 14 days. So, you know, that's why we've done that. But it's also balancing the public and the public health response and a personal response. And what the WHO has now done is they have suggested that contact tracing actually will include now people 2 days before the development of symptoms. So those contacts will be traced, to try and capture that. But I think what I really do want to stress is that while there's some suggestions about asymptomatic transmission, the vast majority of transmission events are from people with symptoms. You know, you just have to think about it. You've got a cough and you're spluttering, and you know, you might have virus on your hands, or you know, it's people who are actively shedding virus and with symptoms that are going to do the transmission. So the vast majority of transmission events are definitely from symptomatic people, and that's where our focus, you know, is. In an ideal world, we would like to test everybody to identify the asymptomatics, and they did do that, you know, in a town in Italy where they did that. You know, they'd identified the asymptomatics as well and were able to contain the outbreak. But that's really not practical. Certainly not in South Africa. We have to focus our testing on the asymptomatic people, and the people who may become ill later. You know, that needs to start being our focus, is identifying those people that may need assistance later.
Okay, I hear you. I mean, you obviously you are the expert here. A former U.S. Surgeon General said something really interesting on CNN yesterday. Whether that's the official World Health Organization view, I'm not sure. For me, as a layperson, from a prudential reasoning point of view, yes, it sounded sane. And what he had to say, Dr. Morris, was basically, behave when you make personal choices. And I would assume the same would apply to state-led policy design around this, as if you can transmit and as if you have the virus, which is a really interesting mindset change to try and get people to not be blasé about being, yes, asymptomatic. And I don't want to pit the NICD against the state. That's not helpful. So I'm not bringing you on for that.
No, but just hear me out first. Yeah.
It is critically important, however, when millions of South Africans are potentially tuning in to a press briefing, that if I hear someone who's a doctor in the state saying fairly casually, and I can offline share that clip with you, that asymptomatic carriers are not to be worried about, and the evidence is at best inconclusive because in real time the data is being crunched, then we're not erring on the side of prudence.
Well, and also, you see, we're not testing everybody. I think that's an important thing. We're not identifying these people. And you can imagine the situation that if somebody, you know, somebody might then want to get tested every week. You can imagine what a burden that would be on the state to deal with that. And that's why we're appealing to people to think about, you know, the population, and that's what all these measures are. You know, that the social distancing, the quarantining, it's to prevent those spreads of from potentially, you know, asymptomatic carriers. But, you know, this is really, and we're getting different studies from different countries saying different things. And right now in South Africa, we don't know the answer to that question.
And so where does that lead one practically? Because not knowing doesn't mean a decision mustn't be taken. So under what assumption does one operate, Dr. Morris? Yeah. I mean, I know that you're a little bit frustrated because there are also politics involved in terms of dynamics behind the scene. But from a responsible media and information imparting point of view, the scientific uncertainty doesn't get us out of a policy conundrum, which is while the clock is ticking, we are taking decisions collectively as a world under imperfect conditions. So what operating assumption exists while we look for greater levels of data certainty?
So really it is about, adhering to the quarantine. So if you have been a contact of a confirmed case, you must quarantine for 14 days. That is a critical thing. But also on a population level, you know, everybody must practice social distancing because you're right. We don't know who the asymptomatic people are. And so that's why we're, you know, introducing the social distancing. So to really emphasize those things. And we really, even the WHO still recommends, that we're only testing people with symptoms at this stage. And simply because we have to focus on those. But we ourselves, as individuals, you know, can control the spread.
Absolutely.
So I think that's really what I want to appeal to people about. And so that's really thinking about the bigger issue, not thinking about your own personal situation and worrying about your own status. It's thinking in a bigger way.
Dr. Morris, as always, a pleasure. Thank you so much for your expertise and coming to explain it.
Pleasure.
That's Dr. Lynn Morris, the Interim Executive Director, National Institute for Communicable Diseases.